This is the best bits of Chris and Brownie on Star.
This morning, Brownie, it's all about addictive apps. Those little apps that you download and you can't stop playing with them.
On your phone, on your iPad. For the past couple of days, I've been addicted to The Simpsons Tapped Out. Even spent $20 on it yesterday.
Yeah.
Real money.
Real. Legitimate money, not fake game
not
money.
Fake money. And you, and you're loving your little
cat piano.
You need to learn a song. Like, it's great. I love it. Just not when you do that and it sounds like there's a million cats in here.
Hey, look, it's my first girlfriend's place. I'll drop a beat on this. And so,
Right, okay, here we go.
For when the cats are at midnight outside on the fence. Oh, isn't that good? There's a cat piano.
You're obsessed. Oh, you really are.
It's not heavy metal enough. Let me do this for you. On the cat piano. No, you don't like it? Okay, enough. Talking about Elementary this morning. Great show last night on Sun Across 10.
Johnny Lee Miller taking on the role of Sherlock Holmes, the role of Watson, this time around played by the female Lucy Liu.
And because she's playing Watson, we're talking about being a Watson. Do you know what a Watson is?
A Watson is?
It's a person who constantly needs everything explained to them.
Like what types of things?
Anything.
Like in life?
Everything.
Like movies?
You're a Watson.
I'm a little bit of a Watson.
You're another thing that starts with a W as well. My brother is a Watson through and through. He used to have this this habit when he was little. He used to chew on furniture.
I remember you've mentioned this.
And
you'd, little beaver.
You'd walk into his room and just find him munging on a set of drawers. It's disturbing to find your brother repeatedly smashing himself in the face with a chest of drawers. That's not an image that you want to walk away with.
Was he teething? Was he hungry? Was he just throwing wood?
But we had to go through this phase where we put laminated strips on all the corners of the tables and the cupboards because he was chewing them.
It's like when your dog tries to attack the couch or something like that, you spray lemon juice.
Yes.
Wow.
I was constantly there with a bottle of water spraying him, going, get out of it. Which raises the second question. Whose granddad has a pinball machine? The coolest granddad on earth.
Of course.
Thank you very much.
I mean, they'd be collector's items. I know people who actually collect pinball machines. They have, like, their garage set up where they just keep them in there.
An old boss of mine used to be an avid collector.
You're telling me that's right. Just his whole garage full of them.
He had quite a few and then had to sell them at a later point because he didn't have any room left.
Because they're expensive, aren't they?
They're collector's items, and so they fetch quite a tidy amount of money.
If you ever got a pinball machine, would you play it? Because the fear of actually breaking it and therefore, you know, not being able to use it again.
I'd run the risk. I would.
You would, yeah?
I would. Or, in lieu of that, I'd get a friend to play it and then if they broke it, I'd
blame
sue
it on them.
So that's what... The girl who accepted the offer to basically shut her Facebook down for $200.
Now, the idea behind this is she wants to actually start earning a bit of money and not be so distracted all the time. So she sparked up a deal with her dad, $200 she'll get if she deactivates and deletes her account for 6 months.
Yeah, what an interesting idea.
It's an ingenious idea and a great way to obviously get money out of your parents. I mean, times are tough right now. You can't exactly ask mum and dad for $200. So you've got to spark up an idea.
Yep.
To get the money rolling.
So basically, you're bribing them.
Yeah, exactly. Essentially, yeah. So their father's bribing her to stay off Facebook to get her out there and get a job and start earning her own money.
Dad, I'll hop off Facebook if you give me $200. Dad, I'll stop drawing on the walls for $700. Dad, I won't reverse your car into the mailbox for $500. Yeah, that's essentially...
That's what could happen.
So you're still sticking by your $10,000?
Yeah, definitely, $10,000. If you can get that, you would not see any more pictures of myself working out at home, any more of me shirtless, any more of me doing whatever I do in my everyday life.
Come on, Orange, let's get it together. You contribute your money this morning, 13, 12, 16. For Brownie to shut down his Facebook, wouldn't that be awesome?
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
What would I do with my time?
You know what? Because every time I see it, I keep forgetting that you've got your nipple pierced, and it's so confronting every time I see it.
105.9's Chris and Brownie. Weekdays from 6 on Star.